This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. 20 of Colorado's 22 judicial districts have suspended jury trials due to the Omicron surge. Jury trials must occur in person, and a bulk of the state won't go back to seating juries until at least the middle of February. State Court Administrator Stephen Vasconcellos says the courts were already backlogged from earlier in the pandemic.
We were able until the Omicron surge to make significant progress on our trial backlog.
Colorado ensures the right to a trial within 6 months, but cases have been allowed to sit for up to a year during the pandemic. Soldiers from Fort Carson are among the 8,500 U.S. troops preparing for potential deployment to Ukraine if Russia invades. The Pentagon says it's lining up units from bases around the country, including medical and aviation support, as well as combat formations. The troops are part of a broader NATO response force, but the Pentagon says the alert does not mean the units have been fully activated. Employees at a Denver Starbucks have signed a petition to vote on whether or not to unionize. The petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board on Thursday. This adds Denver to the growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Barista Trey Slupsema says they are worried about store safety.
I want to make sure that we have a space where we can actually be seen and heard in those dire moments where we need to make change happen.
There is also concern over scheduling and wage increases. You are listening to CPR News. Find these stories and more at cpr.org.